conditioning, you know, I've been training, you know, at API in Arizona. You know, I've been training all year, so I feel pretty good about it. You know, I'm not hurt, have no injuries, so. No, not yet. I haven't really talked to anybody yet. I really just been focusing, you know, on this day, you know, on the combine and calm. You know, that's been my main focus so far.
How do you feel about the case of Anthony Harris?
Have you looked at teams where you think you might
have? No, not yet. Like I said, you know, I've just been kind of focusing on this aspect. You know, I'm just kind of thinking, you know, that'll work itself out.
How do you feel about people comparing you to Case and Anthony?
It's a great comparison because, you know, as everybody knows, he's a great player. You know, Pro Bowl caliber player. He has been for a long time in the NFL. So, you know, to be compared to him, you know, it's a positive.
Do you see yourself
in the I really see myself as, you know, I think I can rush the passer, you know, a lot more than people think. So, you know, but, you know, I am used to playing, you know, nose tackle and the three technique. And I play some five technique, so. You know, I'm pretty comfortable anywhere on the defensive line.
How would you describe yourself as a player and what your strengths are?
I think I'm explosive, very explosive. It's probably, you know, my biggest strength. Most people think, you know, just because I'm big, you know, I do nothing but power on me and things like that. So, you know, I kind of use my quickness to my advantage.
Is it important these days for defensive tackle to be able to rush the passer and not just stop the run?
Excuse me?
Is there more importance on tackles being able to rush the passer in this day and age?
Yeah, I mean, it's becoming more important because, you know, the NFL is becoming a passing league. But if you can't stop the run, you know, you're in a pretty bad situation. So, you know, you have to be able to do both.
You mentioned your strengths. What are some of the things you still need to work on when you get to the NFL?
Just overall consistency. You know, I think, you know, I need to maintain my level of play throughout the concourse of a whole game. You know, that's probably the biggest thing.
Is Casey a guy that you follow, or did you start following one of them?
No, I've always followed him. You know, I'm pretty into football a lot. So, you know, all these tackles, I look at them. But, you know, being one of the best as he has been for such a long time, I've followed him for a long time.
Who are some of the other guys that you watch?
Him. You know, I like Ndamukong Suh. You know, I think he's very aggressive. Alodi Nata. You know, just, you know, a lot of defensive tackles, you know, in this day and age, you know, are very good, which forces us, you know, to kind of step our game up.
What do you think about the prospect of playing in a 3-4 versus a 4-3? A lot of teams in the NFL play in a 3-4 and they try to project guys playing both. How does that strike you?
Well, really, you know, I'm used to both, you know, because we played both in college. So, you know, either or, you know, would be probably good for me. You know, I'm comfortable with playing, you know, either or. So, you know, it's really not a big deal.
Can people talk to you about it? I mean, have you met with different teams? Some have a 3-4, some have a 4-3. What's the sense of what they think?
I don't really know yet. You know, I think, you know, most people kind of see me as a 3-4 nose tackle, you know, which is cool with me because, you know, I like that position as well. But, you know, I like to think that I'm, you know, versatile. You know, I can play multiple positions.
How much did you play outside of practice? How comfortable
did you feel? And all I had three down. I played because, you know, I ain't got hurt. So, you know, it forced me to move out. You know, my coach told me, you know, I had to learn the position. But, you know, it felt pretty comfortable. You know, it wasn't anything abnormal. So, I'm pretty used to it.
What was it about Casey Hampton?
He's aggressive. You know, I think, you know, he's one of the more aggressive defensive tackles that this league has seen. You know, his hand strength, you know, once he gets his hands on you, he kind of controls you. So, you know, that's probably what I admire most about him.
What did you measure it at today?
6'4", 346 pounds.
When you're good at that weight, you think that's the weight you do most better at playing?
Mm-hmm.
You doing the bench press, and what are you expecting to do? How many reps?
What I expect?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to try to go for 40. 40 reps.
Always on your radar to be in the NFL, you pull them back to the
Yeah, it's always been a dream. You know, back in high school, you know, we kind of used to look at it and, you know, think it was so far away. But, you know, now, you know, ending my college career and getting this opportunity, you know, it's a blessing and it's a dream come true. But, you know, it's also a job and a business, and it has become a reality. So, you know, I'm getting used to it as I go.
You say you want to do 40, you must know your way around the world.
A little bit.
Talk about that.
I love the weight room. You know, I do. It's something, you know, that I got into, you know, in high school because, you know, people always say college players are way bigger, faster, stronger. And when you get to college, they say the NFL is way bigger, faster, stronger. So, you know, I never let up on it. You know, I'm self-intrinsically motivated, you know, to do it. But football is the most fun part about it.
Is 340 a weight you want to play at, or?
Yeah, I feel comfortable there. I mean, if a team, you know, that I go to wants me to go down, there's no problem either. I mean, I feel comfortable.
What did you play at last year?
I played at around 340, 346 to about 351.
What kind of range do you have there? In terms of, like, the weight, like, getting down, how far down could you go? How far? I mean, do you have a range you look at to play at?
I mean, just whatever team needs, man, you know how to do it.
Can you play the five tech?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Do you have any experience?
Yeah, I played it in college. Yeah, in Memphis.
How'd you end up going to Memphis? You got your size, body strength.
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, I'm from Memphis. I was born and raised in Memphis, so, you know, I kind of felt like, you know, it'd be the best decision for me at that time to stay at home and to go to that school, you know, for my family, you know, to be able to see me play each and every Saturday. And I thought it was a blessing, and it turned out to be a blessing in disguise.
It's been a struggle from other SEC schools
around? Yes, sir, I did. You know, I got offers from the big schools, but, you know, some things happened, and I just, you know, chose to go to Memphis.
It's been a struggle at Memphis the last few years. Harder for you to get noticed, or do your numbers and film all speak for itself?
I think it speaks for itself, you know, because, you know, people say, you know, you have to go to a big school to get noticed, but, you know, the NFL is a broad league, so they'll find talent wherever it is. So, you know, I didn't think that was a big problem.
I'm sorry, there's a couple of mock drafts that have you going to the Houston Texans. How much do you know about their defense? What would you think about playing for Wake Phillips?
They would be good, too. I mean, I'm eager to play in the NFL. You know, that's probably my biggest thing, you know. It's been a dream for so long that, you know, wherever I go, I will work my hardest. I will give my all, so it'll be great.
Have the Minnesota Vikings had any contact with you, formal or informal?
No, not yet. I haven't really had any formal interviews with anybody. So, I mean, like I said, I'm focusing on this process first, and then I'll move to the next.
Did you not go through the informal interviews?
They start tonight.
What'd you do to prepare for those interviews?
Nothing. You know, at API, you know, they have, like, media training and things like that. You know, they got us prepared. You know, they taught us, you know, simple things. But, you know, most of it is, you know, what you already know. So.